Tripod Superdogs, a celebration of three-legged dogs. Kaya. Tripod Superdogs was inspired by photographer Sarah Loveland's own three-legged dog, Ruby. I'm Julie Hill. Lindsay chatted to me about Kaya, the youngest and smallest of our Tripod Superdogs.
She's like a whirlwind. She's like a Tasmanian devil. She's very demanding.
Yeah. Good for her. I mean, everybody, each to their own. But you know when people say to you, oh, I don't know, I've got them, about the dog, and you think,
yeah,
well, why have you got them then? You know, I like a dog that's, I know I've got, you know?
Well, yeah, I think, but I just put it down to being a girl. Obviously, the others are boys.
Yes.
And they're, like, super chill.
Yes.
They do have their moments, but she's total different kettle of fish.
Yeah. I think you're right. I mean, from our experience, yeah, I would go along with that. The girls are a bit more feisty and kind of go their own way a bit, yes.
Oh, and they're just like the dictator, you. You will stroke me now. You will let me inside your dressing gown for a snooze.
Oh, bless her. Sounds like she has a lovely life.
Oh, she does.
Yeah. So how did she become a tripod?
She broke a leg.
Yeah.
In the garden. It was like a total fluke accident. She was out. Just having a toilet visit outside.
Yeah.
And because we have her on the flexi lead. Well, we don't anymore, but we used to take her out on the flexi lead because she's terrible. She eats everything. Yes. So they give her a bit more control. And she just ran. Yeah. And it was like, as she reached the end of the lead, it just like ricocheted her back.
Yeah.
And she just landed weird on her leg.
Yeah.
Snapped. Just above her wrist.
Oh, bless her. Accidents happen. You know, these things happen. It's... Our dog, Bichon Frise, ruptured her cruciate ligament in one of her front legs, just running. She was so excited at seeing puddles. We'd had a dry summer. Yeah, and she just found a puddle and she was so excited running back and forth. She ruptured her cruciate ligament. Accident happened. Yeah. Oh, bless her. So, you know, the dash to the vet happened. So what did they say?
Yeah. Well, at first it was like, well, yeah, it's because I rang up and I was like, I think my dog's broken her leg. And then... I don't think she has. She's definitely broken out because it was just swinging.
Yeah.
Oh. It was at the wrong angle. And I was like, oh. So they kept her in like overnight and we picked her up the next day. She had this big red bandage on, like straight out to the side. And we got told she'd have to go because we took her at the PDSA.
Mm.
And the one we took her to was like the emergency one where they can keep them like overnight.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, well, you need to go to the Newcastle branch. And she'll have some x-rays. So we toddles off there. She has some x-rays. And we'll get told that because of where it is, it was right next to our growth plate and everything. And they did say, we can try and pin it. We can try.
Yeah.
But because she's got very, very thin legs.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, the way they put it was, her legs are like chicken bones. Because obviously she was only 5 months old. Well, she was almost 5 months old.
Oh, wow.
So, obviously, her bones were still quite soft.
Yeah.
And they says we can pin it, but it might not work.
Yeah.
And we might end up having to amputate it.
Yeah.
So I kind of done the, well, how long's recovery from having it pinned? And how long is recovery from amputation? Because Kaya is always on the go.
Yeah.
And trying to keep her, you know, calm for however long that
yes.
needed to heal and everything. And there was like, oh, it's like a couple of weeks for amputation. I was like, I says, well, if there's a risk that it won't work pinning, I says, just take it off.
Yeah.
Just take it off.
Yeah, absolutely. It must have been such a shock though.
It was. Obviously we did it wasn't like straight away. We did come home and we did talk about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, discuss the options and because she's my daughter's dog.
Yeah.
So, you know, we decided that was probably going to be best.
Yeah.
Which, looking back on, it is because we're on a few tripod groups on Facebook. And the amount of times people have said that their dogs broke their leg, they had it pinned, it didn't work. They had it pinned again and it didn't work. And then they've ended up having to have it amputated. But when you think, all that time.
Yeah.
You know, where if you just chopped it off at the start, a couple of weeks later, they would have been back to their normal self.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the thing. You look at it and you make the decision for the dog's good, don't you? Yeah.
look, I didn't want her to be in pain for weeks for it and not work and then have to go through another surgery to...
Yes. No, I know exactly what you mean. You might as well save them the suffering and, you know, yeah. To the chase. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, obviously she was very young, wow. So how did she adapt?
Oh, fine. There was no, oh my God, what's going on here? It was just, she was off. We brought her home, like, the day after she had her amputation. We did go to pick her up on the night of, but she was still... Like, she was still out of it.
Yeah.
And she was just screaming all the time.
Oh, bless her.
So they were like, all right, we'll keep her overnight and come get her tomorrow. I was like, okay. Like, if we brought her home the way she was, I think the other dogs might have just freaked out.
Yeah, yeah.
Thought, what the hell's going on here?
It's really mixed feelings, isn't it? When they say, we'll keep them in. And part of you's like, but I want them back now. And then part of you's like, no, okay. They obviously need this. And you can give them better painkillers here than I can at home. You know, great. You look after them. Yeah.
And she did need them. She did need some extra.
Yes, yeah.
But then when we picked her up the next day, she was just quite subdued.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, you know, I was pleasantly surprised because she was, you know, just hopping about the sitting room. And at one point I was trying to do a video of her just like hopping about. Oh, she ran. I was like, oh my God, don't run.
Yes. Nobody says to them, you better take it steady for a few days. They're just like, hey, right, I'm still here.
She was just like, I'm off.
I mean, say that. How did you adapt? I mean, did you want to wrap her in cotton wool, or, you know, how did you find it?
Oh, yeah, I would have wrapped her in cotton wool and bubble wrap and everything.
Yes.
I didn't really touch her for a week.
Yeah.
For the first week, me daughter done everything. I was fighting touch her in case I hurt her because she had the incision was huge.
Yes.
For such a small dog, it's quite a big incision. And I was terrified to touch her.
Yeah, yeah.
So my daughter did everything. Obviously, I don't, like, you know, I'd feed her and, you know, give her meds. I pay in meds. But she done everything. She'd, like, mastered the art of picking her up where she wasn't going to be, you know, touching the incision. But she's got quite dainty little hands, so she could do that. I was frightened to pick her up in case, because, you know, I just thought if I touch it and she cries, I'm going to be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry I hurt you.
Yes.
But yeah. I was a wreck. And for quite a while afterwards, because she's got no fear at all. It's like we bought her steps to get up on onto my bed.
Yeah.
Oh, she just bounces up. She doesn't take like a run and jump. She can bounce, she can jump like up past my waist.
Wow.
I'm not like super, well, I'm not very tall. I'm only 5'5". But still, for be able to jump up, she's just everywhere. I'm like, oh my God, don't do that. Don't do that, Kai. Don't do that. Get off there. Go up the steps.
Yeah, yeah. But they don't, do they? We've had this. You get these steps because they're a little dog and they better not, you know all the things about they better not jump and jar their bones and all this. And they just go, no, I can do that. I can make that. Yeah, oh, please use the stairs. Yeah, yeah. This is very familiar.
She will sometimes go down the stairs.
Yeah.
But she prefers to just jump.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, actually, our German Spitz has started using the stairs, but she mainly uses them as like a bed. All the beds she's got, she doesn't like. The stairs, yeah, she'll sleep on those. I know. They all have their own little ideas, don't they?
I know. They're funny because they're all different.
Yes.
They've all got their own little personalities and all little quirks.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. They all take you on a different adventure. Yes, absolutely. So when you're out and about with her, how do people react?
Well, we do sometimes get the, that dog's only got three legs.
Yes.
But not as much as I thought we would, really. Because she practically runs. She doesn't walk anywhere. So people probably don't, like, when she's on a lead and we're out and she's going full tilt. Because you can't just walk, you can't just stroll along. They're like speed walking because she's got to be going faster. If she goes slow, she falls over.
Oh, bless.
So it must obviously feel like the balance.
Yeah.
So the faster she goes, the more balance she has.
Yeah.
So people don't really notice, I don't think.
Yeah. Do you know, it probably is balance, isn't it? I was thinking because years ago, my dad's border collie was actually unfortunately bowled over by a car and broke his leg. And that was in a cast. And when he walked, he would go like tap, tap, clonk, tap, tap, clonk with this cast. But when he ran, he just went, oh, stuff this. Held the leg out to the side and just ran on three legs.
Yeah.
But you're right. I bet it is balance, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
But you definitely do see the difference when she's just, when she's just doing a little hop along.
Yeah.
And she just, you can see her like having a bit wobble.
Yeah.
But when she's, because she goes like, it's like a steady jog.
Yes. Yeah.
And she balanced, she just, there's no wobble at all.
Yeah. Yeah. She sounds a real character. Have you got any funny stories about her?
She's just crazy all the time.
She sounds wonderful. Is there anything you'd like people to know about tripod dogs?
That it's not as scary as you originally think it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's definitely harder for the owners than it is for the dog.
Yeah.
Obviously, that first bit is quite hard for them.
Yes.
But obviously, when you see them come home, obviously, they are still in pain, even though they are on pain meds. And obviously, you do worry about them a lot more. She's got really long legs for a chihuahua.
Yeah.
I think that's probably how she broke one in the first place, because they're abnormally long.
Yeah.
And I do kind of go, oh, my God, if she breaks another leg, she breaks another leg, she's knackered. Can't take another one off.
Yeah. Look after the ones you've got.
Yeah. Must protect them at all costs.
Yes, absolutely.
But it isn't. It's definitely not as hard on them.
Yeah.
They adjust to it so quick.
Yeah.
I thought even my other two dogs would be like, oh, God, what's happened to her? Why should, what, you know, why does she look different? But they didn't.
No.
Not bothered in the slightest. They weren't fazed at all.
Yeah. We saw a dog. It was actually at a sanctuary. But this dog had a back leg cart. And could only sort of propel herself with her front legs.
Yeah.
And it was in the field with the other dogs playing. And they were just playing and running around. But the other dogs, when this dog with the cart went past them, she went at top speed. And they would just like kind of roll up into a ball. So she didn't get them. And then unroll from the ball and then carry on with it, you know. And it was just, as you say, just complete acceptance. Just, this is how things are. This is what we have to do. We're still having fun. You know, be more dog, honestly. They're wonderful.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if anybody is facing this dilemma with their own dog or thinking about adopting a three-legged dog or anything like that, do you have any advice?
I don't know if I would say it's advice, but I would just say go for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because once the scary part's out the way, you know, with the amputation or, you know, because I know that some people will adopt a dog that has, like, literally just had an amputation.
Mm.
Yeah, it's scary at first, but then give it a couple of weeks. And you'll be wondering what you are worried about. Because you just see how well they adjust.
Yeah, yeah.
It boggles your mind sometimes. Like, sometimes when I look back and think about how terrified I was.
Mm.
But I was telling myself, dogs get on, they can get on okay on three legs. Should be fine. But then obviously once it was off, it was a whole different story. And at one point I was doing the, have we done the wrong thing?
It's a major decision, isn't it?
It's huge. Obviously she had the whole, like, obviously leg and shoulder removed.
Mm.
So she doesn't have like a little stumpy or anything. She's just got no, it's all gone.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to say?
There's not much she can't do that she done before. She can still, you know, she does all her, like, sit, lie down, she'll give you a paw.
Oh, bless her.
All of that, which I thought she wouldn't be able to do without only having the one front leg.
Yeah.
But she is just crazy.
Oh.
She steals your socks, she steals your slippers. She doesn't like going to bed every night time, and she'll I wouldn't say she attacks me daughter, but she does do the...
Yes.
I get you kind of thing.
Yes,
but she doesn't.
Playing,
it's just like, yeah.
Yeah.
No, leave me alone. I'm happy and my mum's there. And, you know, she quite often, she likes to lie and just give herself a paw de cure. She likes to trim those nails into velociraptor points. That will literally just shred your skin. I've never known a dog like, she just lies and she's got a whole foot in her mouth.
Mm.
And she's just chomping away. I'm thinking, well, you could chew that foot off.
Oh, dear.
She loves that.
Yeah.
You love your bros, don't you? You love your big bros.
Yeah. Oh.
I think they just tolerate her, though, because they're old.
Yeah.
Like, one's 11 and one's coming up 12.
Wow.
And the oldest one's, he's going blind.
Oh.
So when she's downstairs, because she moves that fast.
Yes.
She has to have her harness and lead on. Because sometimes, like, she'll dart past him, and I think he must think, what the hell's that? And you're like, because he's just lying in his cage having a nap. And she's just a blur, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And he, like, jumps out and he'll try and pin her down and have a bark at her.
Yeah, teaching youngsters some manners, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That hasn't worked.
No,
she's
no.
Still absolutely crazy. I thought she would have calmed. Well, she has calmed down a little bit.
Mm, yeah.
But not as much as I thought she would. Girls are definitely a whole different kettle of fish.
Kaya sounds like she's a force to be reckoned with. You can keep up to date with her at Kaya's Tripod Journey on Facebook. You can see Sarah Loveland's portraits of Kaya and all the Tripod Superdogs at sarahloveland.com and look out for the hashtag Tripod Superdogs on social media. Hear more from Julie at dogcastradio.com. Tripod Superdogs, a celebration of three-legged dogs.